Okay, it's on page Kuf Beis. Page Kuf Beis, Simin Tesvav, Sivkot Miral, Fashtech Tzibar Tzach Shia Hogun. We have all the halachas of who is proper to serve as a Shliach Tzibar. So the first thing is, he must be Hogun, proper. Shenemar. Nosna Olai Bekoila, Alkein Sone Sia. You have given forth your voice, therefore I hate you. That's a shocking pasuk. If you call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu hate you for calling out to him? So the Gemara explains, what does this pasuk mean? This pasuk that says Hashem hates the Shliach Tzibur for calling out his voice because he is a Shliach Tzibur that is not Hogun. A Shliach Tzibur that is not Hogun that takes the Amud is not zeh shliach tzibur shen hagun v'yoyrei lefnei ha-teva v'yezeh hu v'yezeh hu is hagun zeh shu reikon me'averos. There's a long list of conditions that are needed to be proper to daven as a shliach tzibur. Reikon me'averos, empty from sin, u'pirkoi no. What is in a pirkoi no? No, so pirkoi no means your perek means your youth. I never knew this until I prepared this. I always wonder what I meant. Pirukoina means his youth is Noah. He has a good reputation from his youth. He grew up, no one said anything bad about him. There are people, you know, yeah, now he's a tzaddik, he has a beard, he's learned stuff, Yomi, he goes to Koilel. But do you know what he was like? Do you know what he was like when he was young? When he was young, he was a terror. He was a ganaf, he was this, he was that. So that's not proper. Anyone that was Pirkoino, it could very well be that he did not make amends. He did not, this unfinished business. It can very well be that right now he's a nice, good guy. He's a very well respected person in the community. But if he has a dark past and he has some unfinished business from the past, that's not the right person to serve as a Shliach Tzibur. It's inevitable that someone from the community is going to walk in and say, he's the Shliach Tzibur. You know, he still owes me $100,000. You know, he did this, that, and yes, so now everyone forgot. I know they honored him in the local yeshiva dinner because he gave a lot of money. But we got some unfinished business to discuss here with this person. That's what it means. Pirkei Noah means his youth. His perek, his youth was Noah, was pleasant. No one has any complaints against him from his past. Perush lo yotze olav shem ra afilu b'yaldusu, even in his youth. Vishu onof, he has to be humble. Umerutze lakol, everyone has to like him. He has to be accepted. Now, it's impossible. There's no such thing in the world where everyone likes you. That's impossible. It doesn't exist such a thing. It means most people, a significant majority of the people like you. Mutzakol. If you have a situation where everyone likes you, that's not too good either, Gemara says. Because something is wrong if everyone likes you. Sheyaskimu l'tiloso, the mimaskim l'tiloso, everyone is masking that he should be the Shliach Tzibur. V'yesh l'animu v'kol arav, he has to have pleasantness. Notice he puts this condition second. He does not make this the primary condition. He should have a beautiful voice. First is he should be a good person. He should have a good reputation. He should have no sins. And everyone should be, everyone should like him. And then, you know, it's also a mila. It's also a good thing that he should have a pleasant voice. The koyla v'yesh l'animu v'kol called Arav Shemoshe Chalev, it draws the heart. For Ragel Likros B'Torah, he's Ragel to learn Torah. Neviim Uksuvim. How many people today learn Torah Neviim Uksuvim? How many people come to the morning call? Yeah, people learn Daf Yomi, but who spends time? I guess you learn Daf Gemara. Bola Kol has Daf Gemara. You have Neviim Uksuvim. Neviim Uksuvim. Kadesh, you have Psukim Shemitfila. Why? Interesting. Very interesting what he says. Why? Because if you learn Neviim and Ksuvim, you know how to daven. And it's so true. You cannot really properly daven. It's Tillim and Psukim. You read a pasuk, it's out of context. When you daven, you read a pasuk, you can't really have a full appreciation of a pasuk that you read in the Nusach HaTfilah unless you see the big picture. If one pasuk is the middle of a whole story in Sefer Melachim, you can't appreciate what it says unless you have the background. So if you woggle to read the Vimuksuvim, then you'll have a flavor, a tam in the psukim, because every single part of Tefillah Kam is extracted from some section of Tanakh. And unless you have the bigger picture of Tanakh, you're not going to be able to have a deep appreciation of what you're davening. Now, If you can't find a person that has all these qualifications, now, there's almost no one that can fulfill all of these conditions. Look at these conditions. Anav, you want it also to be? He should be humble also. After having all these conditions, he's an Anav, and everyone likes him. They mask him to his tefillah, and he has a good voice, Moshe Chalev, and he learns Torah, even Ksuvim. I mean, come on. Reikon from Haveros. This is one in a million. Not even. So, it's not so easy to find. So the best thing is, he just says, well, he just find the best, you deal with the best that you can. Notice here, does not say one word about being married, and does not say one word about having a beard. Okay, in Shulchan Aruch it says being married. Also, not only that's not enough. It's not enough to be married. You have to have children. You have to be married with children. What? Okay, so you want to limit this. You want to say it's not referring to this. It's not necessarily so. The halachos of Rav Yom Kippur, it's just a higher level. But it's...
That's where it says married.
You think so, Rav Yom Kippur? I think it's every shliach tziba. I don't know. Like, I have to go look up Shulchan Aruch. You have to look. It's in two different places. Okay, maybe right. Okay, I don't know. Okay, but here is a general shliach tziba. Does not make any mention being married, having children. But these rules apply to shliach tziba for Yom Kippur as well. It's all the same. It's the same idea. Okay, but it's interesting that here he talks about it, doesn't make any mention of these things. It's very interesting why he, you know, he said a lot of things here. And he totally did away. Most people I know, the most important thing is that you're married and you have a beard. No, I should say, the most important is to have a beard. You have to have a beard and be married and have children. You learn Torah Nevi Muksudin, you should know the Psukim. Adarabba, happy chorus. Yeah.
Is you should wear a hat, a jacket.
A garter. The garter will have a hat. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know what to say. But this is the most I've heard this discussed often about different types of Bali Tila, and the Poskim say the most important thing Bizman has there, all these conditions are totally in our time, we're not into these things, is Mirutze Lakol. If the tzibur, everyone, there's every single person who's a Jew is fit to serve as a shliach tzibur. All of these things are mamish icing on the cake. And today, in our generation, once you start pointing a finger, the world will come to an end. The only thing that really counts today in all shuls, I heard this from many rabbanim, is the people should be masking. Mirutze lakol. He doesn't have a beard, so he doesn't have. He's not married. It's not unheard of to have in very chosh of the shuls. Balei tefillah are not married. The young balei tefillah, as long as the tzibur, they're masking. If you have, I know the shliach tzibur, this person is probably close to 80, and he holds himself to be mamish, the best shliach tzibur that ever existed, and he mamish forces himself upon the tzibur, and they can't tell him no, because that's the way he is. He's a very powerful person. He's poshut nav mirutzalakol. He's not there. I don't care. I'm davening. That's the way it is. I'm davening to my yom nirom. I'm davening. That's how it is. Okay? That's wrong. That's definitely wrong. The only thing that counts is mirutzalakol. I'll tell you a story. I know someone that told me the story, known personally. He went to daven. He was to daven for a small tzibur, on the Yom Ha'Ra'im, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Musaf, and he davened the first day, and it was seemed like a little bit of a misunderstanding that they wanted him to daven extremely fast. That was why they hired him. They should dive in the whole Musaf as fast as possible. So he was told to go fast, and he did. This is at least what he told me. No, he did. He did on the fast side. No one gave him a Yashar Koyach, and no one, this is the first day, no one, and they made some comments. So he right away sensed they were not happy. So on the second day before Musaf, he told Rabbi Yisai, it's an incredible story. So Rabbi Yisai, I can't believe he did this. The most important thing is to be Merutze Lakol. It's clear to me I'm not Merutze Lakol here. From my experience davening here yesterday, I the reaction I received that it was not done according to Amnamarutzalakol, and therefore I'm leaving. And he picked himself up and he walked out right before Musaf and he left them high and dry. And they were shocked. And it took them a half a year to try to ask Mechila from the person. I don't know if they succeeded. I don't know what the end of the story was, but but the Iker is Mirutzelakol. I thought I'd not tell you a joke. I'm sure you probably heard this joke. It was once a story. There was a farm, and there was a horse. A ferret is a horse, right? A ferret is a horse, and there was the horse. They're trying to get the horse to move from one side of the field to the other side, because they had to clean the area. They had to get the horse, and the horse didn't want to go.
Must have been a mule.
The horse refused to move. Whatever, they put food, they pushed it, they got a whole team of people, didn't want to go. So there was one guy that said, I'll get the horse to go. Where do you want the horse? Show me where you want, I'll get him. Show me, want the horse over here. He goes into the local shul, he takes the amud from the Aron Kodesh, puts it on his shoulder, he carries it out. Where do you want the horse? Where do you want it? I want the horse. He puts down the amud, you know, with the menorah, plugs it in, pushes the button, and all of a sudden, the horse gets up and moves to the amud. How are you able to do that? The ferret always takes the amud. Okay, that's the story. You like the story? The ferret always goes to the omelet. Let's hear a good one. You have a good story?
Just very, one very fast. This guy, he went over to the, they hired him to daven, he went over to the bima. Took out his gaitel. He tied it, not just around him, but he tied it around the bima within, you know. So he said, what kind of business is this? He says, it's my minute to tie it around the bima. He says, if there was one day Rosh Hashanah, he would tie it just around himself. But he knows he's got to come back the second day. Yeah. Ties himself around the bima so they can't take him away. I mean,
okay.
It's very, you know, beautiful. The Hazan and the family, I heard enough stories.
Okay, but this, all you need to remember with Halacha Yud Aleph is the Iker is Merutze Lakol. That is the Iker Shebi Kar. Yud Beis. Ein la'adam l'spalu l'fnei ha'teva v'shloi b'rotzen ha'kol. Person not time of living without the rotzen of a kol. V'chol mishem espalu l'shloi b'rotzen nachmas almus v'geyus due to power and arrogance. Ein oinim omen achar b'rchoysav. Shnemar u'botzea eganof berach who blesses, Nietz Hashem is a curse, Chas Hashem, to Hashem, so we care why he's called a Ganef. He has stolen the Amud. A person who goes to the Amud without Rishus, that's the Goynev Das Haran. We don't want you to daven, you have no Rishus to do so. Forcing yourself upon us is a din of Gezel. That's how Chazal interpret the pasuk, and therefore it is forbidden. Yud Gimel Ein Memanim L'Shech Tzibur Kavu El Mish and Nismalei Zukonai. Oh, so you talk about it, I didn't realize it says this. Zukonai. Now Zukonai does not mean he has a beard. Now Zukonai does not. The pasuk of Nam saying does not mean, which doesn't mean that Imamish he lets his hair grow long. It means that he's an adult. He's not a 13-year-old boy. He's at least 18 years old, where if he would let his beard grow, it would grow. Avol b'yakrai ba'alma. And the proof that is, but let's say temporarily, once in a while, kol shu ben yud gimel shana v'yamech, anyone that's 13 years old in one day, yachol leir l'fnei ha'teva akrai ba'alma, 13-year-old boy is allowed to yoyreid l'fnei ha'teva. Okay, let's go to Tezayin. Let's start Tezayin. din kafsakas berachas kriyashma aleph kriyashma shalosh brachas shehin berachas kriyashma is three brachas. What are the three brachas? Yotze or the first bracha yotze or the second bracha ahav rabba and the third bracha of emes v'yatziv, which concludes with baruch atah Hashem goal yisro. We make three times. You conclude baruch atah Hashem yotze hamoyos baruch atah Hashem haboicha bemoyisho biyavo and baruch atah Hashem goal Yisrael. There are three brachos in berachas kriyashma. V'chein b'marv kriyashma b'chus abarv has four brachos. Okay, b'marv harav avas oilam, and then you have goal, then you have hashkiveinu, goal Yisrael and hashkiveinu. At marv you have four brachos. Shachris you only have three brachos. Now here the kitzur says hein chamurim yoyser mipsuki dezimra. They're much more chamur. You know the rules of the mafsek in between the brachos are stricter than what you are allowed to do during psuke dezimra. And he elaborates the hein nechlokim leprokim and they're divided into different parokim. Elu hein ben aprok velu ben aprokim and yoyser hamayros lava rabba. Simple. When you can baruch ato Hashem yoyser hamayros before you begin ahava rabba, you are now ben haprokim and now there are certain things which you are allowed to answer to. Before you begin Kriya Shema, you're allowed to answer to certain things. And then within Kriya Shema, between the parashios, after the first parasha Kriya Shema, before Vayim Shemaya, and then Alaoretz, Livayomer, after Kmea Shemaim Alaoretz, before you begin Vayomer. Most Sidurim are very misleading. They have Laman Yerbu in large. I don't know why do they have Laman Yerbu in large. Never knew that. What's the secret to that? Many Sidurim, not in here, not in the art scroll, doesn't. In the art scroll, Laman Yerbu does the same font. It just continues right into Vayomer is a new parasha. For some reason, many Sidurim have Laman Yerbu as a new chapter. Maybe because of. Avisharecha, Avisharecha?
Yeah, so they make it seem like. Not right, obviously, but.
But even some of the good Siddurim have, like even some of the Chashas Siddurim, I don't know why. Okay, but whatever reason that it's not, the Bein HaBein HaProkim is when we come to Vayomer, that is a new parasha in Shlach. Let's go further. Bein HaProkim, now therefore, now that we know exactly what are Bein HaProkim, okay, so there are very few Bein HaProkim points. The only Bein HaProkim points are between Yoitza HaMa'oyos and Ahavarabah, between Ahavarabah and Shema. And only in between the two parashos, Uvisharecha, before Vayomer, is also Bein HaProkim. During those points only are you allowed to be mafsik for the following things. Bein HaProkim, Mutar Loimar, Amen, Al Kol Bracha Shehu Shemea. You're allowed to answer Amen to any bracha that you hear. Umikol Shekein Dmutar La'anos L'Kedusha L'Kadosh L'Baruchu. You're allowed to answer Kedusha, Kodesh, 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 Kadesh, Yehesh Shmei Rabba. And Baruch Hu Bein HaProkim. Aval, you're not allowed to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo Bein HaProkim. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo Lo Yoimar. V'gav M'shmei Shah Kol Oimim Kriya Shema. If you hear the Kala saying Kriya Shema between Bein HaProkim, so between Yotzam Oros, which is probably very common, right? You have Yotzam Oros, person's a little bit late. Between Yotzam Oros and Ahava Rabba, they're up to Shema. Lo Yoimari Mohem Es Apostik Shema Yisrael. Okay, it's a very important halacha. You're not allowed to be mafsik for saying the pasuk Shema Yisrael. So if you are, certainly you can't say Shema Yisrael when you're be'emtza perek. But even Bein HaProkim, if you are between Yotzer HaMo'eros and Ahav HaRabah, you're not allowed to say Shema Yisrael, Eli Yoimar. Whatever you're saying, just put your hand on your eyes and pretend that it's Shema. It's a fascinating idea that it reappears over and over, 100 times in the laws of Tefillah, is you should look as if you're participating. Who's looking at you already? It's always very disturbing to me. Right, Davin, a lot of people, as far as I sense, no one's looking at me. No one could kill us. No one, even if they are looking at me, they couldn't kill us. So like, I say Shema, I don't say Shema. Who's looking? Who cares? And well, I'm going to say that today is different than it was 500 years ago. Then people were more, they're looking at you, exactly what you're doing. It's not likely. So it mustn't be the answer is that it's not for other people looking at you. It's for yourself. You have to put yourself in a frame of mind. I'm part of you. People aren't looking at you. No one cares. Right? Isn't this some story? A person said that until he was a certain age, he always had how's the guy. He was always concerned what people will think. He always cared about himself until a certain age. He was extremely selfish. Then he got a little bit older. He didn't really care about himself, but he was concerned what people will think of him. And then when he got to later in life, he realized no one's thinking. No one's thinking about him. No one could care less. So the truth is, in davening, no one's looking. No one cares. It doesn't matter. All of these halachas, this concept, which appears 100 times, do this because you should look like you. It's for yourself. You have to put yourself in a frame of mind where you are a participant. The tzibur is saying Shema Yisrael. I got to join them. I got to participate. No, if no one's looking at me, and even if they're looking at me, they're not thinking about me. They're thinking about other things. So what's the chash? If I'm not going to go like this and say Shema, they're going to think that I am an apikoros. Believe me, they're not thinking about that. The fact that you've come to shul, nidam, yitfulah, they're not thinking about apikoros. Then they know better themselves than their conduct in shul. However, you have to want to be a participant in the tefillah. If they're saying Shema, I also want to say Shema. So I make believe. I put my hands over my eyes and I say whatever I'm saying loud to make believe as if I am saying Shema. That is what? Whatever you have to, Ahavarava. Right, so they're not listening to what they're saying. Exactly, it goes to prove my point. They're not listening to what you're saying. If they're actually listening to what you're saying, they would say, this guy's all mixed up. Right. So the point is that you, for yourself, make believe. I'll put my hand, you somehow you do something to yourself which forces you to remember, I have to join this group. I have to be a participant with the tzibur. It's a very important idea. It's not for them, it's for yourself. It should appear ki'ilu kore imohem. One more time. The guy in Shema says, "Shakol imim kriyas Shema." Lo yom imohem is a pasuk Shema Yisrael. Elo yom mashu imim bekolam. Kedech shoyim akol Shema Yisrael. Sheinira. It should appear to yourself. It should appear to yourself ki'ilu kore imim as if you are reading together with them. Let's say maris ayin. This halacha of maris ayin is also afil bechadre chadorim. When it comes to a din derais, why? Who's watching? You're all locked up, a room within a room, no one is watching you, and you're not allowed to do something because the Torah said, because Chazal say it's Marasayim. Who's watching? You're watching. You see yourself doing this. You see yourself eating something which looks like milk and meat. You're not allowed to have on the table milk. You're not allowed to have on the table, that's really Dindurabba. But let's make believe there's such a thing. You're not allowed to have on the table coffee whitener. Why? Because coffee white, it looks just like milk. So what's the halacha? In a restaurant, we go to a chasna, they have to put the container on the table, or they have to do the other simon and do something to show, make it clear as day that this is not milk, this is coffee whitener. Now let's say you're all alone. You're all alone in your basement and no one is watching. It's in the middle of the night. Now, it's not a good example because most of the gay examples of coffee whitener and meat are only midrabanan. But let's make believe it would be hechatimsa of midrabanan because I don't have a good, better example. And you have, are you allowed to go in your home and have on the table white milk the without the container? Make believe it would be us. Why marasayin? Who's watching? It's 3 o'clock in the morning in your basement. No one's watching you. You're watching. You see yourself taking what looks like milk and meat and cooking it together and eating it together. You're watching yourself. That makes an impression upon your mind and later in your life, what's the big deal? Meat and milk. Not such a big deal because you in your mind saw yourself do it. That's an idea of Marisayin, and that's really what this is all about. This idea, if you learn Shehiru, Kitchen will just run through it very quickly. When you learn Shulchan Aruch, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillah, this something which 100 times, you shouldn't do this and do this and do this. You have to all make believe. No one should look at you like you're doing some the wrong thing in the tzibur. We all know no one is looking. The answer is you're looking at yourself. You have to participate. You have to join the tzibur. That's the gimel. Now, we've gone through Bein HaPrakim. Now let's go to the Be'em Saperek. What about Be'em Saperek? Now, this is an important halach. When you're in the middle of the parak, the only thing which you can answer to, which means, what's mean ben haperek? Bem sa perek, before you get to yoit, baruch atah Hashem yoit ser hamoros. While you're in the middle of the bracha of Ahava Rabba, while you're in the middle of Kriyashma, while you're in the middle of the bracha, the part of Emes V'yatzif. So then you can't answer Amen. Of course, you can't say Baruch Hu, that's a given. You can't, all these things, you can't answer Baruch Hu. And you can't, all these things you can't do. But what can you do? So here it tells, Bem sa perek, ino ime, Amen rak, achar, Birchas Hakel HaKadosh and V'Achar Birchas Shemetios. Now Derech Agav is teaching us a very powerful Yisoid that these two brachas are the Ikar. Okay, Derech Agav we learn Hakel, the end of the third bracha Hakel HaKadosh is an Ikar. And that's why even Be'emes HaPerek you can answer Amen, and we learn that Shemei HaTzfil Baruch HaTov HaShem Shemei HaTzfil is an Ikar. L'may Nafkemina, at least when you daven Shemona Esrei try to be mechavin for these two brachas. Okay, most of us have a very hard time being mechavin whole Shemona Esrei. It's almost impossible, I think, for most of us. Can't speak for other. It's to every single word of mechavin Shemona Esrei. Even if you try, your life depends on it. It's not so easy. Every single word. So at least the bare minimum is devote one bracha or one segment. Some people have a custom. It's a very great idea. Is you alternate. I can't daven all 19 brachas for kavanah. So what I'll do is I have a seder. I start every tefillah, I just do one brach. The rest of Shemona Esrei, I gobble up, but every, I alternate. Today, I'm up to the brach of Chone Ato Chonein. I'm going to read it very slowly and really concentrate on what it says. You do little things, because you try for too much. We all know if you try for too much, forget it. Then Mincha, go to the next brach. Hashiveinu, go to the next brach. Slach Lanu. You have to go through every day. You keep track where you're up to. You have a little kavana. So one thing at least you can learn is that if you are in this mode of having kavana for minor things, we learn from this Derech Agav is that Kel HaKadosh is serious business. I mean, the Gemara says if you don't have kavana for the first bracha, you're not yotze. The first bracha you have to have, always have kavana. If you're not, you mamash lo yotze mikra, then you have to repeat over the entire Shemona Esrei. But after the first bracha, it would appear the next thing is the third bracha. Ata kodesh, shimcha kodesh, kodesh shimcha liyom yalucha selah, baruch ato Hashem, hakel hakodesh. Serious business, that bracha. The harai is the only one you're allowed to answer in the middle of Bem's HaPerek. And of course, shemei atfil, v'kadesh shemar. So kadesh, before we said you can answer bein ha-parakim, almost everything in kadesh. All the amens. Here, when you're Bem's HaPerek, kadesh shemar, rak ochen yehomen yehishmerab mevarach, the only you can answer yehishmerab mevarach, and that's it. That's the only thing you can answer Be'emt Saha Perek. You can't say Brich Shmid as a given. You can't say all the Amins. You can't say the only thing you can answer is Amen Yeheh Shmei Rabba Mubarach Le'olam Uli Olmei Olmaya. That very end you can answer. The last Amin you can answer U'shar Amenim. Okay, the plural for Amen. Not Amins. U'shar Amenim. Amenim shebekadosh lo yane she'ena mikra hakadosh kedusha yishtayk. What about kedusha be'emtz haperek? If you've been a prokim, you can answer. We learned, but we kedusha yishtayk v'yishav shatzibor kedusha be quiet. We haven't called, but you can answer a few things. You can't say nikadosh, that you can't say be'en haprokim. You can say nikadosh the ganze zach, but be'emtz haperek, all you can say is you can say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We have made a lot of call Kadosh, Kadosh. Hashem Tzivakos, Tzivakos, Kavodau. The Yishtoik. We have made a call Baruch Hashem Mukaymai. The Yosel Yomar. The only thing you can say, Shein Mikra Kadosh. The only thing you can say, Be'em Saperik is Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Hashem Tzivakos, Tzivakos, Kavodau. Period. And Baruch Kivod Hashem Mukaymai. You cannot say Yimloich, and you cannot say Nikadosh, and you cannot say the supplement. Lumasam Baruch Yomeru, and all of those things cannot be added to the Kaddish when you are Be'emsa HaPerek She'enei Mikra Kaddish HaKadusha V'im Shemea Baruchu. Let's say you're Baruchu if you're Be'emsa HaPerek Be'en Min Ashtech Tziba Be'en Min Oil L'Toyra Oine Baruch Hashem HaMavaruch Li'olam Vo'ed V'gam Omein She'achar Birchas Ho'ile. Even Be'emsa HaPerek. So what should you do? Again, the same issue. Don't look like you have to act the part. You have to pretend. V'makahol oymer moedim yishcha gam kein, bend down. The oymer moedim anachnu loch v'lo yosem. Bend down and say those three words, but bend down to show you part of the tzibur. So you can't say moedim anachnu loch. Dim shomea kol rom re'im thunder. This is an amazing thing that thunder is an exception. Yesh oymerim demut legam kein laavsik v'loich v'yesh oymerim d'lo yavsik bezetz and chachishma. Why is thunder different than other brachos? I do not know. It's a very interesting idea. Thunder from all the other brachas is a mitzvah which passes. You only have one chance when it thunders. You hear thunder, shekoichayu gvurosay mole oilam. You can make that bracha if you are in the middle of the emsa haperek. Let's just do this kid, this shabbat will stop. Shabbat is halacha aleph. Reverse Dal in the previous pages. Shliach tzibur didn't shliach tzibur because l'kamon l'lo that. That's later on. You also this chel gimel. So we're in good shape. We have yet to look forward to the more laws of shliach tzibur. I guess by rules of Rosh Hashanah. Aleph ben aprakim. Ayin b'el yirabah. Be'im karuhu la'alois to Torah. Okay, this happens sometimes. Later the gabbai does that you're a kohen. You're the only kohen in the house, and they call you for an aliyah. And in your middle of Birchas Kriyashma. So what are you to do? What is one to do when they call him for an aliyah and he's in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma? If he's in the middle of Pesukah D'Zimra, we know you can go up. We learned that. But what's the middle of Birchas Kriyashma? Bim karu la'alos lo Torah v'hu amid b'in abimena parakim mutu lo'imar l'chazon sheyaseh mishaberach. So unbelievable what he says. Not only can you get the Aliyah ben Aparakim, you can even tell the Shliach Tzibur, do me a toiva, make me Mishaberach. Unbelievable. Shiyasa Mishaberach, the Doimel, the Sheila Shalom, the Ashova, Mimnea Kovoid. Unbelievable. Just like we have a halach in Burmzach the Brachas. That ben Aparakim, you can be Meshav Shalom Chaladam, so it's no worse. And Mishaberach, he holds Misfar, is no worse. No worse than Kavod and Shalom. Pischei Shalom Hagoyin. I do not know who this is. Rabbi, I think it's Ephraim Zalman. I think it's Ephraim Zalman Argolios. Heishiv al Olav Mimasha Kosam Magen Avram Dibeis Hakneses Afilu B'suk D'Zimra Also LaHavsek L'Shel L'Shalom. That Bizman Hazeh, we don't do this. That Bizman Hazeh, we're not in this Madrego where this called Kavod and Shalom. And even Psukei Dezimra Bizman Hazeh, the Mogen Avraham already says, if someone walks into shul during Psukei Dezimra, you don't go over to him and say Shalom Aleichem. We're not living during the time of the Gemara when a king walks in. If you don't say Shalom Aleichem, we'll chop your head off. That's not the time that we live in Bizman Hazeh. So therefore, there's no Bikuach Nefesh. And therefore, Madach during Psukei Dezimra already Bizman Hazeh, we're not knowing to answer the Shalom Covenant Shalom. So certainly during Bein HaPrakim, you're not allowed to go tell the Gabbai, go give me, make a Mishaberech for me. I feel the Zimmer also have said Lashal Shabbat with the same Shari Rachamim. Max the Divichal Yerab, Shemut, no, he holds no, it's Mutter. Shemut Lahavsik, the Tamshin Lahavsik, Lashal Shabbat with Aknesses, who be Kimokam, Kodosh Omid Boy, Gorim Shlo Yichois, Chavera, Lashal Shalom Aval. So he says the Tam is interesting. It's unbelievable what he says. What's the reason why Bizman Hazeh, it's not our custom anymore to greet people when they come to Shul and answer? If someone says good morning, you don't say good morning. Because in ancient times, they were not davening in the Beis HaKnesses. In ancient case of the Gemara is dealing with, they were davening privately. They were davening, you're davening in your home, well, not necessarily. We do have in the Gemara a situation of Beis HaKnesses. But the case of the Gemara of answering, Bnei HaShem was a private. You're in your home, and someone arrives, or you're in some type of lobby, and a king comes, or your friend comes, and if you don't answer, he'll say, what kind of chutzpah is this? I give him shalom, and he doesn't answer me, and he's not knowledgeable that he's in the middle of davening. But when you're in a Beis HaKnesses, you're in a mokum that's kaddish. And when the mokum that's kaddish, when someone comes in, the person who comes in is in a different frame of mind. So if he says to you, good morning, and you don't respond, he's not going to get angry. Because he, the one that wants the response, or wants to be greeted, is in a different frame of mind where he doesn't have expectations in this makom. So that's why Bizman Hazeh we're not. It's not because people are not makbid on their cover. It's because since today we're in the Beis HaKnesses, and the Beis HaKnesses is a makom that has kedusha, that kedusha affects the person that is demanding honor. It quiets him down, and he's not upset. But that logic does not apply to the Misha Berach. The Misha Berach, why, I guess maybe the Mishbarach is only for you, it's for your family, whoever it's for, they need it, they want it. Aval b'misha berach shenoigim afa beis hakneses su hadro leheteri harishon shemutu lahafsik ayin sham. Very, very interesting. This idea of there are more things. I don't think we really appreciate. We really understand what the case is, what the situation is. But there's such an idea that you're in Bein HaProkim, you are davening Kriyashma, and you get an Aliyah, and you go up, and you finish the Aliyah, and now you would have to ask the Gabbai to make a Mishaberech for me. So it's Machlekes HaPoyskim, Bizman Hazeh, are you allowed to ask the Gabbai, please make for me a Mishaberech? It's Machlekes HaPoyskim.
But going up is
mutter. Going up, if they call you, they should not lechatila call you up. But if they do call you up, you are allowed to ascend and make the bracha, baruch Hashem avarach. You are allowed bein haprakim. B'em saperik, we have yet to learn. Let's first focus on bein haprakim. You are in between yoytz hamoiros and the haverabo, or bein haprakim in the kriyashma. You're allowed to ascend, take your aliyah, and we have a debate among the poskim if you're allowed to ask the Gabbai to make for you a mishaberach. The very least we can learn is that it's a very serious thing in mishaberach. It's very unfortunate. I always find this; it's very, very sad that the gaboyim do not make the mishaberachs with the seriousness that they should. Make a mishaberach. Every single word counts. Enunciate the words. Say it with kavana, with meaning. It should have some meaning. And unfortunately, they gobble the whole thing, and they don't know what they said. And they fake it. They fake it themselves. And everyone is talking. It's total nonsense. That's what it's become. It's become total nonsense. I at least saw in one shul, I saw that find the mishbech, the gabbai. But they made the mishbech for the Medina, right? For the Medina. So the regular gabbai who made the mishbech, so sometimes the regular gabbai would make the mishbech for the Medina, Medina's Yisrael. Okay, I'm talking about a shul, they make the mishbech for the Medina. I'm not getting involved in the issues. You're going to make it, don't make it. Let's say if you're going to make it already, it should be made in the Bakovetic way. So sometimes the Gavai makes the Mishabech for the Medina, and when he makes the Mishabech for the Medina, the whole thing is gobbled up and it's totally meaningless, and everyone is talking. And then there was a time when there was someone else who made the Mishabech, who took it very seriously. A real Zionist, and when he made the Mishaberach, he said it very carefully, every single word with Kavana, and he didn't tolerate any talking, and that's the way it should be. If you're going to make the Mishaberach, if this is the place, so you're already doing it, you do it right. And it's a terrible shame. Look what's going on in Shulchan Aruch here. Look what's going on. You're getting an Aliyah Bein HaProkim, you're being called up, and we have a Machlekes HaPoskim, are you allowed to ask the Gabbai to make for you the Mishaberach? You're holding in between the parishes of Kriyat Shema. You're not allowed to be mafsik for almost anything else, but this you're allowed to be mafsik for. It must be that this is a serious thing. It must be that there's a real bracha. The Sefer Torah is open. And it's serious. No. Everything's a big joke. It's a big joke. That's what it is. Big joke. Everyone who can make the bigger joke and just mumble up the words faster and say this and say that and make this and this. And mishpach for this one, that one, and for the one that made the kiddush, and the one that cooked, and the shalant, and the one that... It's a terrible, terrible thing, and that's all I can say.